The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
The Steve Cochran Show continues. You know, in honor of my daughter, my granddaughter, in honor of girls everywhere, we love having guests on this show that help inspire and empower girls, young women, to be everything they can be. And Smita Shaw's here. You are certainly one of those great stories. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. 20 years ago, you started a tech company. What was wrong with you? What were you thinking?
You know, I think I didn't know any better. I was 2 years out of MIT with a master's of
science.
Yeah,
me
too.
Engineering.
And so I thought, what's the worst that's going to happen? If I started a company, the worst that would happen is I would fail and I'd work for someone else. And the best that happened, something might come of it.
And 20 years ago, let's try to remember 20 years ago. 20 years ago, it was what, AOL?
Yes.
It was probably, were there 2.8 modems still, or was it still dial-up internet, or were we getting beyond that a little bit?
I think we were. I'm vaguely remembering 802.11b or something like that.
Right, right. Because yeah. This is what I remember vividly. You know, that noise really permeated our lives and waiting about 15 minutes for a web page to load.
Yes.
So when you started this company, what was the goal? Business-wise, what was the plan?
Well, it was a very simple plan. I just wanted a company where people could come together that were extremely talented and we can work on great projects and make a difference and build communities.
Through science, technology, education, and math, and the STEM term didn't even exist then, right?
No. No one was talking about STEM.
All right. So you go back to school time. You're a young lady who happens to have a certain talent for science and math. Did that make you unique then?
I don't know if it made me unique. It certainly made me different. I mean, I was one of the only girls in math from a young age. I remember being in fourth and fifth grade and being pulled aside with five boys and doing math problems, which wasn't that unusual. I was also one of the few brown kids in the class. So, you know, just being different became a normal thing.
So did the other kids think it was cool, or were you kind of the weird kid who is a girl who is not a white girl who also happened to be really good at science and math?
You know, that's a funny question. I apparently was, I was a very big nerd. I know that. I was clearly defined as one.
Big Bang before Big Bang?
Yes.
Yeah. So I know in the stories that I've seen about you with your company, especially in the early days, and I suppose maybe it still goes on occasionally, you'd walk into a room with people that work for you, guys, and back in those days, they thought you were the employee or the marketing gal.
Yes. And that still happens today from time to time.
Yes, it does.
It doesn't really change over time.
Is it age specific, or do men who are, say, 45 or under, do they get it a little more and they don't make those assumptions, or does it depend on the character of the person?
You know, I think when you walk in a room, people look at you and they just make an assumption. It's to this day, people still are surprised that I have a master's of science in civil engineering. And when I tell them it's from MIT, then it's really like, oh, you actually know engineering.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, I mean, I think it's a unique thing. I think STEM in itself is of a unique thing, right? We struggle in this country to find great people who are willing to engage in math, science, and education, math and science education. Mm-hmm. And you see that. So for me, it's one of the key reasons you want to encourage women and minorities to be involved, because we need those people. We need them to be engaged and involved in order to make our country better.
My goddaughter just graduated college from Iowa. She went in as an electrical engineering major and had a professor say to her, oh, good, we need more female engineers. And
yes.
She said, well, how about we just need more engineers,
yes.
Period.
Absolutely.
And it's just kind of the awareness now. Do you see younger women now becoming more aware of the fact that, you know what, we can break this barrier. We can move forward.
You know, the great thing to see is that when women and girls compete in math and science, they are very successful. I mean, I believe 47% of MIT student population is women. So when they do compete, they compete at the top, mm-hmm. and they're very successful at it.
Are we focused on the wrong thing? Because every year I have the distinct honor of emceeing the American Society of Civil Engineers Awards Dinner, the Oscars for Civil Engineers.
Yes.
And there are so many Indian winners who have come to this country, become tremendously powerful in engineering firms here in Chicago and around Chicago. Are we not focused on it enough? And why is it such a successful outgrowth of India?
For us, it's not abnormal. It was funny. When I was growing up, I remember studying math and science, and you know, everyone would tell me, So I interned in the White House in my youth, and I remember talking to, I walked by, Governor Cuomo was there at the time, and he looks at me and he said, so you're an Indian, so that means your parents are either a doctor, engineer, or an engineer. And I said, well, my dad is an engineer. He goes, what does your mom do? I said, well, she helps manage real estate. He goes, now that's unusual. And so, and so it was just a funny, it was, I was thinking about it the other day. Now you see many Indian people involved in legal work and in not-for-profit, engaged in public service. But at that time, there were so many women and men, and just it was normal to do math and science. Yeah. So being a doctor and an engineer.
Are we missing it, though? Are we missing it? Are we missing it as far as focus goes? Are we missing as far as emphasizing it in school? Not just for girls, for boys as well.
I think it's something that we are missing. I think that people don't always realize that math and science is a fundamental building block of your life. And you think it's something obscure that you don't need to engage in every day, when it's really just a fun, simple fact of life that you can enjoy.
Yeah, because what we know is what you don't need is trigonometry. All right. That's
When you decided to start your own company, obviously that's a big step for anyone, man, woman, at whatever age you are, you're starting your own company. Was there ever a possibility, did you think, I can't do this? Or you seem like you're of the mindset of, no, this is not going to fail. This is going forward full steam ahead.
You know, I was probably naive enough to not care. You know, I mean, I think it's a funny thing when you're 24 years old and you're starting a business. The worst, I mean, again, the worst thing that can happen is you work for somebody else. It doesn't work and you try something different. And I took a slow growth approach. And, you know, we remain a small company and we enjoy the opportunity to build for communities. I mean, it's a great opportunity to do it every day. Would I make that decision today? I don't know that I would do that because it's hard. Yeah. It's hard to do that. It's hard to start a business. It's hard to engage people, finding great talent, finding great projects. It's not the easiest thing.
Well, you don't know if you can swim until they throw you in the pool sometimes, and that's what you had to find out, right?
Yes.
What do you say to young girls who have the same sort of skill that you had that maybe feel a little funny about the fact that they're really good at science and technology and engineering and math? Because sometimes I feel like girls need to be told, it's really great that you're good at this. It's really great that you have this strength. And be confident with it and go show off.
Steve, I think you're absolutely correct. I think the greatest challenge is there's not enough women out there that are doing math and science. And you need to be able to see it in order to be it. And I think it's a real challenge for girls who don't get to see it. So I would say, you know what? It's a great profession. It's a profession where you can succeed, you can excel. But it's also a great profession because you can have a family and you can raise children in there. I mean, I got married. I had two children in the process of running my business and doing engineering. And we support families in our business because it's important to have a great life. And, you know, it's a good balance. It's a great career for girls.
Why do we, but is it, and you guys educate me on this, you know, at the age of 57, I suppose I should know, but why is it okay for boys to be cocky and out there and girls, it's, and then maybe not that it's not okay, but girls, there's almost seems to be a genetic component to, oh, I'm not going to speak up.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I don't know if there is, but I can tell you this. I have a six-year-old daughter, and, you know, she tends to, my son is the nine-year-old, my daughter is six, and I'll tell you, my son is probably the sweeter, quieter one, and my daughter is the outspoken one, and it's a fascinating...
I mean, good for us.
Yes.
Not so necessarily good in your house.
It's a challenge in our house, but one of the things we found a balance with is we want to encourage her to be outspoken, to speak her mind, and to try things, and she has no problem doing it. And I think as we go forward, we're finding more and more that people are encouraging girls in society.
That was my question to you. I think Madeleine Albright had a great quote. She said, women should be helping other women advance, you know, and mentor them. And is that the advice that you give to young women too? Help each other, mentor each other, tutor?
Yes. And, you know, at the end of the day, we're each other's greatest advocates. And, you know, I can say one of the great points of pride, one day I looked around my company and we were 50% minority in women. And they were all extremely talented and great people. And we support each other and we try and do, and they're all extremely qualified people.
Last question for you. Women sometimes are much harder on women than even men are. Have you found over the course of your 20 years that that's changing in a positive way? Or do you not agree with the premise?
I don't know if I necessarily agree. I think people are hard on people, and especially as you continue to grow and succeed, people are constantly challenging you. And as you know, I think the best thing you can do is embrace that challenge and do better.
I think you're a great story. I really do. And I think you ought to be very proud of your company, which is?
Spantech.
And what do you do every day? Like, what's the business you're doing today?
So we build roads, we build bridges, we build work with technology companies to integrate them into the public system.
So when I come to you, what would I be pitching you with if I wanted to hire you? Would I say, you know, I've got, what would I, you can tell I don't understand what I'm talking about. What type of job would I need you for?
Well, it can be anything. I know one of the things we're looking at in is for multifamily housing, looking at roofs and putting solar panels on top of it and helping with energy efficiency. We are, you know, looking at roadway projects and adding lights to streets. So we do a variety of different things. I think some of the more fun projects we've worked on are runway lighting.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. You sit on the board of the Museum of Science and Industry,
yes.
And they just opened for Earth Day that future energy exhibit, which is really very cool and very interactive and great for young kids to get involved with.
The Museum of Science and Industry is the best. Not only do they have great exhibits, they also teach people how to teach kids and teachers how to engage more in science. It's the best.
We should build a bridge somewhere. You guys want to build a bridge?
Yeah, we should.
How about over to 303 East Wacker?
So we wouldn't have to take the long way?
We have to go,
just go right over the river?
Go directly there.
What would that cost us? Well, you could work that up and send it back to us. It's great to meet you, and I salute your success. You seem like you were enjoying life, which is more important than probably any of this.
Yes, I think that's key.
Yeah, and best of luck with that six-year-old.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Smita Shah, what's the website for the company?
It's www.spantech.com.
Two N's or one?
Two A's and one N.
That's right. Two A's and one N. S-P-A-A-N. Yep. Spantech.com.